It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. Well, I've been calling it the Mishneh Yomi Revolution, and I did promise, oh, and I should record this first spot, maybe do it in a little bit of a little bit of a voice note here, because I did tell Rabbi Gedalia Zlotowitz at Art Scroll that when I announce on the air that I am doing Mishneh Yomit with my son Gavriel, I would make sure to send them a recording of it. So there it is. The news is out of the bag in terms of what's happening here at JM and the AM and the Siegel family. Gavriel Siegel and I have started Mishneh Yomit, and we are aboard as of now and look forward to Bezrat Hashem completing it, the entire five-year cycle. It is a gargantuan a mountain to climb, but when you're doing it at the rate of two Mishnahs per day, it certainly makes it a lot easier. Our friends at Art Scroll had made us aware of this incredible revolution. You may recall that they've partnered with the OU and with Kihem Chayenu, who sponsored free Mishnayos, given out to over 10,000 people. 20,000 Mishneh Yomi calendars have been distributed. Our friends at the OU have taken a major role. We'll speak to Rabbi Simon Taylor in a second. A major role in this whole Mishneh Yomi pursuit with their All Mishnah app and with so many other aspects to this project. And the Jaffa family, they have been part of this by sponsoring the calendar that I mentioned that Art Scroll had been distributing and continues to distribute. So we are talking about a real Mishneh Yomi revolution. And what makes this unique is it seems that this is going across the board in terms of no matter what people's background might be regarding Jewish education and what experience they may have had in Jewish education. And on top of that, it's going across the board age-wise, because adults and children, and I'm talking about children who are young children in our community, have hopped on to this Mishneh Yomi bandwagon. It's pretty amazing. Simon Taylor, Rabbi Simon Taylor, is with us live via telephone. He is National Director at the Orthodox Union's Community Projects and Partnerships, and he is with us to celebrate Mishneh Yomi here at JM and the AM. A pleasure to welcome you to JM and the AM.
Thank you so much, Nahum. It's great to be on the show and awesome to hear your introduction. I have family listening from England, so yes, you do have listeners from across the globe.
Phenomenal. I love that, and I thank them very much for tuning in. Can you get us to the beginning of this revolution? I get it that it'd be at the end of December a new Mishneh Yomi cycle began, and I know that it's two Mishnahs per day. But still, there have been a lot of Mishneh Yomi cycles in modern Jewish history, and this one seems to have taken on a life of its own. Take us back a few weeks and explain what you saw from your vantage point about the enthusiasm to study Mishnayos.
Sure. So I think everybody knows about the excitement that goes behind the Daf Hayomi, the huge Siyumim, the Shiurim across communities, how much people get into that and grow from the learning with the Daf Hayomi. And Mishneh Yomi, like you said, has never really picked up and taken off in the same way. And so the folks at Art Scroll and us at the OU and many others said, you know what, this time let's put in an extra push. Let's try and get this to take off. And what we're here to talk about today is, you know, we said we think there's a special opportunity for youngsters, for kids, for yeshiva day school students, to get into this Mishneh Yomi cycle and to try and make this something big for them. And that's exactly what we did.
A lot of times initiatives are brought to schools and to kids and to teachers and principals, and, you know, they do get some attention, but this one was different. Wouldn't you say the reaction to this was just off the charts?
It was off the charts, and the question is, how did we get there? So we sat around the table and we said, you know what, this must be an opportunity for kids. We need to figure out a strategy. How are we going to turn this into something big? And we realized that the key to turning this into a big movement was the kids themselves. Right. So luckily, there's one fantastic kid, Charlie Brader, who we got to know through the All Daf app. He connected with the All Daf app, started learning through the app, started even giving, at just 13 years old, a Daf Yomi Shir. And before the Mission Naomi cycle began, he reached out to us and said, I want to help. And so we realized that finding more kids like Charlie who are excited about learning, they would be able to get their friends excited about learning. So we came up with a system of appointing ambassadors, all Mishnah Junior ambassadors, in 8 day schools across the country. Nachum, you'll know them all. in your neck of the woods, we've got Yeshivat Noam, Yavna, Ha'atid, BPY, all the big names. Mm-hmm. And we found ambassadors, fantastic, young, excited ambassadors in each middle school. And we said to ourselves, you know what, maybe these kids will find a few hundred of their friends to learn, and it will be something nice. We did something nice for Mishnah Yomi. And as it began, the excitement grew, and the competition between schools grew, and we could never have imagined that these kids would be able to sign up essentially their entire schools. We've been blown away by the power of the young people, the movement they've created, the amount of Torah learning that's happening because of them. And right now, in those schools that I mentioned, you're talking about over 80% of the middle school kids on their own choosing to learn two Mishnayos every single day.
Unbelievable. The whole thing is unbelievable because, again, it's not principal or teacher. You know, it's not faculty driven. It is a project that the kids, as you just described, have taken upon themselves. And again, I mean, we're talking about Torah study here, not in any way, God forbid, to publicly degrade Torah study. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. But children in general don't always gravitate to it. Here it seems like these ambassadors and the people that are pushing it have made it cool, so to speak, to take on a commitment to study two Mishnayos per day. Just that aspect of it must shock you.
It's completely shocking. You know, I'll be honest, we've obviously given them some incentives along the way. Our friends at Art Scroll, we sent the Art Scroll Schottenstein Mishnayos to every kid. We gave the ambassadors some cool hoodies. We raffle off prizes, all kinds of things we can do to keep them incentivized. And as you mentioned earlier, we have an Art Scroll calendar, which is coming out shortly to be sent to each one right. of the students involved. But at the end of the day, the kids have made it cool. Kids want to learn Mishnayos now. This has become the thing to do. And just like there's a community which has been built around sports or computer games or music, now there's an even bigger one which has been built around learning Torah and studying two Mishnayos a day. And as I said to you before we got on the show, this is my biggest nachas right now.
Yeah,
I can't quite believe what's happening.
Can only imagine. And I said earlier that you know, we and my family have taken on the commitment, my son and I have never in all the years, the decades that I'm on the air, I've always hesitated to announce of, you know, any type of commitment like this that we've taken on, because God forbid that commitment could end at some point. If you, you know, things happen and a lot of people start doing things and start taking on projects and unfortunately they, you know, it doesn't go for the entire length. So I always hesitate to do it. In this case, we felt we should announce it. In this case, we felt the pressure. We felt the enthusiasm from all the kids in the community. We felt it was just something that so many people are doing that we had to hop aboard. So imagine that. People, I'm proof to it. People who would never have, you know, made the commitment, the solid rock concrete commitment, are now going ahead and doing so. And by the way, it extends way beyond the kids. I have to assume that many, many parents and adults, because of these kids, are now taking it on, right?
Absolutely. So, as you said, I'm learning with my own son as well,
yeah.
And the more I'm out and about, I'm hearing the same thing, that parents and even grandparents are learning with their children. It's such a special thing to connect generations through Torah learning. And I did a bit of a road show myself. I went to the schools in New Jersey. I visited the schools in the five towns. I even went down to Boca on Sunday.
Wow.
And walking the corridors and hearing the stories from the principals and from the kids themselves about who they're learning with, how they're learning, and about how it's affecting impacted their lives and was something that they never would have even dreamt of just a few weeks ago on December 25th when all this started. It's remarkable.
By the way, we should point out that, and this is, of course, not a knock on any of the people who are doing Daf Yomi, kol hakavod to all of them who are doing it, and certainly those who are giving shiurim, whether it's Charlie or anybody else. There are so many people around the world giving shiurim, but there's a reality, and the reality is that Daf Yomi takes time. It could take 15 minutes, it could take 50 minutes, it could take 2 hours. The Mishnah Yomi, I think one of the attractions is that, generally speaking, we're talking about a pretty reasonable average amount of time spent every day. Wouldn't you say that's part of it?
It's absolutely. The kids are messaging to their friends and saying, this is so easy, it's just 5 minutes a day. Okay, some people are doing more. Charlie Shear that you mentioned, I got to give so much credit to Charlie. In fact, Asha Tessa, who's really our main staff member from the All Mishnah team, who's behind this revolution, who's been working so hard each and every day to make this happen, sent me the stats. Over 2,000 listeners Charlie's got on his share. This is an eighth grader, right, from Teaneck, New Jersey. He just sent me, the stats from his Spotify. Over 2,000 listeners he's got on his share. It's just incredible.
Just amazing. Rabbi Simon Taylor is with us via telephone as we discuss the Mishnah Yomi Revolution. Again, for people who are not familiar, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the six massive sections of Mishnayos, you divide them up into two Mishnahs per day, and in five years, one can complete the entire Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, make a legitimate siyum on the entire Mishnayos just by studying two per day. If you're not familiar with any of this, feel free to consult with your local rabbi. Feel free to consult with people like Rabbi Simon Taylor. And feel free to consult with the All Mishnah app. Explain to people how to obtain the All Mishnah app and what the All Mishnah app is all about. Rabbi Taylor?
Oh, yes. I'm here. I wanted to share with you a quick story which happened just yesterday morning. I've had the privilege to work with youth and young kids for about 15 years now. And what happened to me yesterday is a sign about the success of this program that never happened to me before. So we woke up, and in our ambassador WhatsApp chat, which is how we communicate with the ambassadors, the kids posted a 5.5-minute thank you video where all the All Mishnah Junior ambassadors came on the video, each one at a time, said who they are, which school they're from, and spoke about how much they'd gained from the program, and really thanking us for bringing the whole thing to their attention, and of course, continuing to incentivize them with all the great prizes. And no one asked them to make this video. And the insights which they shared, the community which they spoke about that has been built, and the way in which these two Mishnayos a day is affecting them, it was just remarkable. I shared this with some of my colleagues at the Orthodox Union, with the president, with the EVP, and the amount of nachas that they got from this program is probably more nachas than they have from any other program going on right now.
Oh, I can only imagine. Let's go back for a second to the app. How do people access the All Mishnah app, and what will they discover there? What will they have there to help them out?
Right. So, it all started with the All Daf app, went on to the All Parsha app, and then the latest is the All Mishnah app. And you can go to the App Store. It's very easy to download it. You sign up for an account, and it's like magic. Two clicks of a button, and every day, super simple, you can listen to the Maggid Shir of your choice, two Mishnayos, all different types of styles. But the new feature which we've added on this app, which we haven't got on the other apps, is a kids section, the All Mishnah Junior section. We only have a couple of choices right now. We're hoping to ramp it up as future Masechtas get closer. And those shiurim are geared specifically for younger people to enjoy, and the explanations and the style. And many of the students around the country right now are learning Mishnayos through these special shiurim from Rabbi Resnick, Rabbi Zacharia Resnick, who's in Israel, who's a star across the apps, and also Rabbi Rose Leminsky, who's a Rebbe in Teaneck, who's also one of our All Mishnah Junior Rebbeim and teachers. And the kids are, again, some are learning through the app, and some are learning through their own shiurim, whatever works for them. And the app is super simple. I don't know, Nachum, if you heard about the story from a siyum we made just a couple of months back.
No, tell me.
So I happened to be out at a meal in my community here in Cedarhurst in the Five Towns, and one of my friends said, you know, the ALDAF app has changed my life. It's so simple, and I'm a doctor, and thanks to the app, I'm now able to learn Torah each and every day. And it's been remarkable what it's done. And he said, but not only that, he said, I have a grandfather who's a Holocaust survivor, and he loves learning the daf, but because he can't get out of the house, he's never been able to go to a shir or listen to a magid shir for many years.
Wow.
So I told him, you know, you can do it by getting the ALDAF app. And so he said, you know, he doesn't have an iPhone, he's not tech savvy, but he showed him, he downloaded the app for him, and he showed him just two clicks of a button, you can essentially be in that shir. And that's what he did. And this incredible Holocaust survivor, Mr. Rubin, finished a masechta with the ALDAF app, was able to do it. It was revolutionary for him. It was a huge upgrade from him learning it on his own. And we brought the ALDAF team to him at his shul, the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst, and we made a siyum, and it was a very, very moving occasion.
I can only imagine. Must have been amazing. We mentioned, by the way, Rabbi Taylor, that obviously there's a partnership with ArtScroll, but there are other organizations. I said Kihem Chayenu. I know that they're aboard, and they are affiliated with the Aguda. It must be a heartwarming feeling seeing this achdus, seeing this brotherhood, so to speak, being formed by different groups in the Jewish world. I think that that's one of the things we should emphasize, is that this Mishneh Yomi is bringing a lot of people together.
Absolutely. I've never worked hand-in-hand with ArtScroll. I've never worked hand-in-hand with the Aguda. To be honest, I didn't imagine it happening, but it's happening, and it's going really, really well. The Aguda came down, a representative from Kihem Chayenu, who came to Boca with me to see the Katz Hillel day school kids, and ArtScroll has been a phenomenal partner. And yeah, I think new things are happening, and yes, it's great what we're doing with Mishneh Yomi right now, but through these partnerships that have been forged over this particular initiative, you know, who knows what else we can do for the Jewish people, and it's a phenomenal point.
Yeah, it's no question about it. The potential is endless. Well, everybody out there, it's very simple. As I said earlier, join a Mishneh Yomi like we did. Two Mishnahs per day. The All Mishnah app is an amazing resource. Kudos to the OU and to Rabbi Simon Taylor. Take pride in the fact that so many of our schools, both Yeshiva League schools and obviously other yeshivas and schools as well, are all together in this and are participating on a daily basis in the study of Mishnayos, which is just amazing. And a big salute to our friends at ArtScroll, who have given out over 11,000 free Mishnayos. They're going to be doing more of the free Mishnayos program for the next volume of Mishnah. And their calendars, over 20,000 calendars are being produced and being given away. That's the Jaffa family calendar, and they are just completely on board and so enthusiastic about this entire Mishneh Yomi program. You can go to artscroll.com/Mishneh Yomi. It's MishnahYomi. That's Mishnah with an H. artscroll.com/Mishneh Yomi for information about what they are doing. And certainly go to the App Store and get the All Mishnah app as soon as possible, so that you could join. By the way, Rabbi Taylor, we should mention, and tell me if I have this right. I'm just a rookie at this, so tell me if I have this right. I believe it's this Shabbos that there's actually a conclusion of a Masechta and a start of another Masechta. Is that this Shabbos?
That's correct. We're coming to a conclusion of Brachos, and we've got to step things up because Peah is starting, and Peah is a little bit more difficult. So we're coming up with creative ways right now to keep all of the students excited about the next Masechta. You know, we do not want this to die after a month. We have a lot of momentum right now. It's only growing. And as the Masechtas get a little bit more technical, a little bit more intense, we've got to be more and more creative to keep everyone excited.
And if you go to that website that we just mentioned, the excitement, it helps you get excited about the program. The Mishneh Yomi calendar for Seder Zrayim is available for download at artscroll.com/Mishneh Yomi. The full 6-year Mishneh Yomi calendar is available for download as well. And a whole bunch of great offers in terms of ordering Mishnayos and participating in the Mishneh Yomi project is there as well. So go to that website, everybody, artscroll.com/Mishneh Yomi, Mishnah with an H. And participate in this incredible program. Rabbi Simon Taylor, he is the National Director of the Orthodox Union's Community Projects and Partnerships. I thank you for bringing this to our attention, and I hope that a lot more children and adults after this conversation will feel the need to hop aboard the Mishneh Yomi revolution, as I call it. And kol hakavod to everything you've done, and I just hope you're able to continue to grow this group as fast as possible.
Thank you so much, Nachum. Really appreciate you highlighting this on the show, and you're absolutely right. Anyone who hasn't started, it's easy, it's fulfilling. Just think what you can accomplish. Don't wait. And just in case you need that extra help, the prizes are also phenomenal, so go for it.
It's all about the swag, and the swag, I'm told, in this case is really good. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
A pleasure.
Rabbi Simon Taylor, everybody. Mishneh Yomi. It is hard to believe that the two Mishnah per day program has taken on a life of its own, and it's attracting adults and children in our community to just hop aboard and do this for 5-10 minutes a day. It's pretty remarkable, frankly. Kudos to the OU. Kudos to Kihem Chayenu and the Aguda. Kudos to Art Scroll and artscroll.com, who are doing everything in their power to encourage people to be part of this unique program. And thanks to all of you for tuning into this conversation about Mishneh Yomi on JM in the AM.